Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with new Port Lawiza National Wildlife Refuge Manager Sally Flatland about her history and her experience so far at Port Lawiza. You recently took over as the refuge manager for the Port Lawiza National Wildlife Refuge. How long ago was that you officially took over?
I was officially on the books here January 8th, but I didn't come in person until about 2 weeks ago.
All right, so what's your initial impression of the Port Lawiza Wildlife Refuge?
Well, I'm really enjoying it. I think it's an incredible place, both the headquarters area, but also the refuge itself and its mission. I just think it's very unique and very exciting for me, having come from the desert in Arizona just recently. So there's a whole different landscape and a whole set of different, you know, management strategies here compared to what I was doing. So it's very exciting.
I've read a little bit about what you've done in the past. What would you say are some of your career highlights?
I would say, as you probably read, I was deeply involved in the recovery program for the endangered masked bobwhite quail in Arizona, which is also a Mexican species. And so was very involved with that, and I think the biggest success with that program was that we were able to bring some of the captive birds, because it's primarily a species in captivity these days, but at least we were able to bring some of the captive birds back to Mexico in a facility that was built in Mexico and is housing some of the birds there now. So that was really exciting to at least bring what truly is a Mexican species back to Mexico for conservation efforts.
How did all of that come to pass? Like, how did you get involved with that operation?
It came about with members of the recovery team, the masked bobwhite recovery team, and just really trying to divvy up the last remaining population of birds that are in captivity and not have them all in one location, just to secure the species and also to allow for more possibilities for releases outside of just Arizona. So it was really a matter of reaching out to zoological institutions that would possibly be interested. And we found one in Mexico named Africam Safari. It's Africam with an M, like in monkey, not N. And it's a facility outside of Mexico City that was, they're just deeply involved with conservation of endangered species all over the world. And they have a lot of experience. And so we were able to help with funding to get a facility built there for the transfer of birds there. So now they're at a stage where there's a conditioning pen being built, and there's going to be all kinds of different, you know, things tried to try to condition birds for the wild with the possibility of releases into Sonora.
Well, that's got to be pretty exciting then, to know that you're helping to save a species.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Now, you've worked primarily on the West Coast in your career. How did you, I guess, become first interested in working with the National Wildlife Refuges?
Well, initially, years ago, it started back when I got an internship with the Student Conservation Association. I don't know if you're familiar with the SCA, but it's a great program out there that provides internships to people of all ages to get their foot in the door in the conservation world. But they provide jobs all over the country for all the land management agencies, federal as well as state and sometimes county and city. And there's positions all over for anywhere from staffing visitor centers to trail maintenance to biological technician work. And so I kind of got interested then when I got a position with Fish and Wildlife Service in North Dakota many years ago. And kind of one thing led to another with some seasonal work. And a lot of my early work was primarily with waterfowl research. But it's been a long time since I've been in an area with lots of waterfowl. So it's kind of exciting to come back to water and the waterfowl.
Yeah, there's definitely lots of waterfowl to be seen in Lawiza County. So are you happy to be back among that sort of environment?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're very excited just to have the water and see, be on a major flyway like the Mississippi, and to be helping manage the lands for both shorebirds and waterfowl, I think it's really exciting.
Well, do you have anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about you?
The only thing I can think of is I'm just kind of getting on board and excited to meet all our partners out there and to work, you know, as a team to do good things on the ground for conservation and for wildlife.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sally Flatland. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.